There are times in our lives when we need God to step in to help. I'm sure you've cried out to God as I have. But what do you do when he doesn't seem to want to answer? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. As much as life can be full of incredibly wonderful experiences, it can be brutal too, can't it? A mother holding her dying child in her arms. A young man maimed by a drunk driver. Someone who loses their job and takes their own life out of sheer desperation. Or, as in the case of my late sister, a budding concert pianist diagnosed with schizophrenia in her mid-20s and consigned to a terrible life in the twilight of mental illness. When we're confronted with those sorts of tragedies, we cry out to God time and time again. Sometimes he answers, other times there's a deafening silence. Psalm 116 verses 1 and 2. I love the Lord for hearing me, for listening to my prayers. Yes, he paid attention to me, so I always call to him whenever I need help. That can seem so untrue. It can hurt so much to read something like that in the Bible when God hasn't answered you. So what do you do with that? How do you respond? For me, in the case of my sister, as my mother and I cried out to God over many decades for her healing, the answer ultimately became this: to trust in God anyway, to believe in his word anyway. As a Jewish prisoner once wrote on the wall of his cell in the Cologne concentration camp, I believe in the sun even when it doesn't shine. I believe in love even when it's not shown. And I believe in God even when he's silent. God is listening. God is there. Trust him. That's his word fresh for you today. We all have days when the sun doesn't shine, which is why it's so incredibly important constantly to be receiving the word of God into our hearts. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.